This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vindrani Jana. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, the Bharat Ratna. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The Dorian of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skill for more than 7 decades. The festival of Easter was celebrated all over the world yesterday, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country on Saturday night. President Draupadi Murmu, in a message, said, "This festival marks the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, in his message, said, "The festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, serves as a poignant reminder of the profound influence of love, compassion and forgiveness." Furthermore, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished everyone a joyful Easter. Mr. Modi said, "We hope that the message of renewal and optimism reverberates all over." He added that, "May this day inspire us all to come together." The National Testing Agency has extended the last date for online submission of application form of CUET UG 2024 up to the 5th of April. As per the NTA, the date has been extended on the request received from the candidates and other stakeholders. It said the candidates can also use school ID or any government ID with photograph to facilitate identification. The National Testing Agency conducts the examination for admission to undergraduate programs at different central universities and other institutions. The upcoming CUET UG 2024 exam is set to take place from the 15th to the 31st of May. In Polban, Assam, the second round of randomization of EVMs for the first phase of polls will be held today. After this process, EVMs including VVPAT will to be allocated in polling stations where the election will be held in the first phase. Our Guwahati Akashvani correspondent reports that this process is being done through the EMS software in the presence of observer and candidates. Election in the first phase in Assam will be held in Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Sonitpur, Kaziranga and Lakhimpur seats. In a bid to foster a deeper understanding and appreciation for film preservation and production, the Manipur State Film Development Society has announced 2 intensive workshops set to take place from April 4th to the 7th, 2024. These workshops are part of the commemoration of the third foundation of its S.M. Chand Cine Archive and Museum, as well as the birth of Manipuri cinema, known as Mani Mumit. The 3-day intensive hands-on training workshop on film preservation, slated from April 4th to April 6th, 2024, will be conducted by film conservator Johnson Rajkumar, who has won accolades including the Champions of Film Heritage Award 2022 for his commitment to film preservation and laying the foundation of SNCCAM. Political activities in Sikkim is gearing up for the simultaneous election of the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly. The simultaneous election is scheduled to be held in the first phase on the 19th of this month. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, BJP, Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, and the newly floated Citizen Action Party, CAP, and the Congress are the main political parties in this electoral battle. A cyclonic storm wreaked havoc in several areas of Ribhoi district in Meghalaya last evening, leaving a trail of destruction. Among the hardest hit areas were Umshalani and Umsilyam villages, both situated within the Jurong Community and Rural Development Block. Reports indicate that the cyclone inflicted severe damage, with approximately 44 houses left in ruins. Additionally, one senior citizen identified as Kuni Killen sustained injuries during the incident. The aftermath of the storm also saw roads blocked by fallen trees, exacerbating the challenges faced by the affected communities. As a result, affected households were directed to seek refuge in nearby school buildings. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akash Rani Shillong. Have a nice day.